Say it again.
Okay. Famous Ramban. It's the introductory Ramban to the Parshas HaMoadim at the end of Amor. It's the beginning of Perek Chaf Gimel. Three major points the Ramban wants to cover. One, why all of Parshas HaMoadim is written to the Kohanim, and this begins with Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemor. Right, if this is the stuff where we're just talking to Kohanim, why is this to all of Bnei Israel? The second famous issue is what's Shabbos doing in the middle of Parshas HaMoadim? And third, what is this strange phrase, Mikra'i Kodesh? Okay, those are the three points. Let's start at the beginning. Daber Bnei Israel. So the unwritten question of the Ramban is, why is it Bnei Israel when Emor is all Emor la Kohanim Bnei Aharon? So he says, Ein la Kohanim Esek B'inyan HaMoadot Yoter Me'asher Li Yisrael Bahem. Because the Parshas HaMoados belongs as much to Bnei Yisrael, to the general population, as it does to the Kohanim. There's nothing so unique about the Moadim that it should be stated to the Kohanim. It can be stated to all of Bnei Yisrael. It's not exactly true. So he says, Al kein lo yizkir b'parsha hazot Aharon u'banav, rak Bnei Yisrael, sheyichlol et kulam ke'echad. Now, the Ramban makes a subtle point. He says, by the way, when you want to read about the Karbonos of the Moadim, where do you go? Pinchas, not Emor. Emor is what the holidays are. Pinchas is where you go for all the Haftoros, right? For all the Karbonos. And this is where Ramban's going to make that point. He says, Ki lo yifaresh Karbonot hamusafim b'pasha azot. The reason why it's not directed to the Kohanim is because this is a broad description of each of the holidays. The Karbanos, which belong to the Kohanim, that's in Parshas Pinchas. So here, it's a Parsha for all of Klal Yisrael. Third line. Aval hizkir ha-moadim kan bito. Now, I guess the next question is when you answer one question, you're left with the other. So then what's it doing in Vayikra? If it's just for all of Klal Yisrael, you know, you need an explanation for it being in Vayikra. So he says, third line in the middle. Aval hizkir ha-moadim kan bitorat Kohanim. Ba'avur shehem yimei karbanov. Ramban kind of walks the middle. Okay, the focus here is in karbanov. But obviously, every Yom Tov has a karban musaf, and that's you know, connected to the Kohanim. V'yirmoz aleihem kimo sha'amar v'hikravtem yishel Hashem. It's like the Pasuk says, you know you're going to have to bring a karban that day. We're not going to tell you here because we don't want to distract you from shofar and lulav and sukkah and matzah. But look someplace else. You'll have to bring karbanos. B'amar b'sof ha-parsha, eila mo'adei Hashem asher tikro otam mikra'i kodesh, lehakriv yishel la'Hashem olo mincha zevach u'nusafim. Avo lo he'arich leva'er ha-musafim, shelo rotza she'inhagu lahem b'midbar. Another insight the Ramban has is that Vayikra is still kind of describing things that belong in the Midbar. When you think about the beginning of the Sefer, Vayikra, Tzav Shemini, they're all about stuff in the Mishkan. Right? So he says another reason why they didn't want to give all the Karbanos of the Moadim in Vayikra is because they weren't really Noheg during the 40 years in the Midbar. Right? It's a much bigger question about whether the holidays were Noheg. It's not all clear. It's a major machlokes. We know that Karban Pesach only occurred really once in the Midbar, the first year and the second year, that's it. It's a major machlokas whether the Jews kept the holidays in the Midbar. Okay, but the Ramah makes clear that whether they did or didn't, and maybe this is a proof that he thinks they didn't, they certainly didn't bring the Karbanos HaMusafim. The Ramban says that wasn't something they brought until they entered Eretz Yisrael. Okay, first point, settled. Second point, does Shabbos belong in the cycle of holidays or not? So quickly, somebody in favor, somebody against?
Yes. No.
Excellent. Let's move on. I was hoping for more, but I'll settle for yes. No, come on, really.
Because it has it with all the other holidays.
You're saying because it's here, so you know it belongs. Okay, excellent. That wasn't the question so much. Huh? Yeah.
No.
Tarsha Zemwar.
No.
It has a car. Let's face it. What do they share?
It's the same in every way. It's just more
awful. Well, so Ariel says it's the same in every way. It's not the same in every way.
God, this is
but
enough.
Kedushas Hayom, Isur Malacha, they seem...
Shabbos separates.
So you're saying that way is different. Really, Shabbos is not subject to the calendar. the Yomim Tovim are? Okay, it's easy to make an argument either way. When you look at the Psukim, it's important. The Ramban has a great deal. Read the Psukim on top. Okay, leave that. Dabel b'nei sovi amarta alehem mo'adei Hashem asher tikru'u otam mikra ikodesh elehem mo'adai. That's an introduction to what? Eile mo'adei Hashem asher tikru'u otam mikra ikodesh. It sounds like it's holiday. It sounds broadly like holidays. And the next pasuk is Sheshet Yamim Te'asem Elacho V'Yom Hashvi'i, right? So that supports the view that obviously here, Shabbos is described as one of the Mo'adim.
Yeah, but then it says it again.
It doesn't matter what Mo'ad is. Let's assume that Mo'ad means picnic. But here, Mo'ad encompasses everything that's about to follow, which includes Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, and something called Shabbos.
But it says
right?
Again, and plus we go.
Ah, go ahead.
That there's a separation.
Excellent. Excellent. But then you have another introduction. Pasuk Dal says, Eila Moadei Hashem Mikra'i Kodesh Hashem Tikrotem Moadam. And then you have the holidays. So the question is, and the Ramban's going to point this out, is it really true that Shabbos is part of the cycle? And if that's true, then why is there another introduction after Shabbos? So let's look. Second paragraph. V'hizkir ha-Shabbat b'mo'adei Hashem asher tikro tamikra kodesh. The Ramban's first approach is, you see that Shabbos is included in the cycle of holidays. Shegam hu yom mo'ed nikra uto mikra kodesh. Whatever mikra kodesh means, the Ramban says Shabbos is part of that group. V'achar kein hivdil shar ha-mo'adot mimena. So on the one hand, it includes Shabbos, but then there's another introduction. Va'amar asher tikrotam b'mo'adam, kolomar de'eze yomin ha'shavua she'agiu bo. He says there is a difference. Shabbos always falls, as Yoni pointed out, on the same day of the week. It's not subject to the calendar, but the other holidays can fall out on any day of the week. Ki ha'shabbat kavuahu, Shabbos always falls out on Shabbos. B'yomo yavo, lo nitztarech likro oto b'mo'ado. There's no need to proclaim Shabbos. There's no need to check a calendar. There's no need for bez. There's no need for anything. It happens automatically. V'aldad rabotenu asher tikrotam b'mo'adam remez li'iburim shetikru atem lahem mo'adim. That's the pasuk that tells us the source for the fact that Bezdin can make a leap year and change when the holiday is going to fall out. So the first answer of the Ramban is, well, Shabbos belongs, but Shabbos is different. It belongs in the sense that it's described as one of the Mikra'i Kodesh. The slight difference is that Shabbos always falls out on the same day, and Mikra'i Kodesh, you know, calling it holy, that can fall out on different ways, on different days. Therefore, the Ramban is basically saying that's why there's another introduction. Because it belonged, but it didn't belong. So there's another introduction to say these are the real Mo'adim. Third paragraph. But now the Ramban's going to disagree with that. And here the Ramban makes a fundamental point about the relationship or the difference between holidays, between the Mo'adim and Shabbos. Here he says, V'anachon be'inai. Ramban says, what I really think, ki peirush mo'adei Hashem ha'shetikro tam mikra'i kodesh elehem mo'adai al hanizkarim lemata b'parshiyot. The Ramban says, I think that the first pasuk, the introduction in pasuk bet, it relates only to the holidays. Now, what do you do with the fact that Shabbos comes afterward? V'lachein chazar sham pa'am acher eile mo'adei Hashem. That's why you needed the pasuk, the introduction again at pasuk Dalet, b'avur shehivsik b'inyan ha-Shabbat. Because Shabbos interrupted. Now, what does it mean Shabbos interrupted? It didn't throw itself into the Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it there. So what's it doing there? Third line. V'hinei amar mo'adei Hashem asher tikru otam mikra'i kodesh eilehem mo'adai b'melechet avodah. What is asur on Yom Tov to do? Not melacha, but what the Ramban says is melechet avodah. Okay, now we normally think melacha is melacha, but the Ramban has a subtle point here. He says it's not true. That's melechet avodah. Aval ha-Shabbat, you know what melechet avodah doesn't include? There's a fundamental point. You know, if you could... What? Ochel nefesh, things that you get hana from immediately. The Ramban thinks that's not some diuk. There's a Ramban thinks you look in the Torah, you see the malacha that's asur on Shabbos and Yom Tov is described in different terms. Yom Tov has an isur of melechet avodah, which the Ramban thinks by its terms does not include ochel nefesh. That's a significant point in the Ramban. He doesn't think that somebody came and was matir ochal nefesh or somehow duchuya or anything like that. It was never usur. Because the phrase the Torah uses with respect to the Isser Malacha on Yom Tov is Melechet Avodah.
Doesn't the Chumash itself say Yochal Nefesh?
When I say the Torah, I mean the Chumash.
No, you said someone else later on, like, was Matir.
No, God, that's not true.
Yeah.
No one thinks that, but the Ramban is clear that the words... Oh, you're saying there... I'll say it a different way. There is a Pasuk that's Matir Yochal Nefesh. The Ramban thinks it was always buried in the terms that are used. That the term Melechet Avodah is what's also in Yom Tov. That term does not include Ochal Nefesh. Okay? Aval HaShabbat, fourth line, Tishmeru La'asot Oto Shabbat Shabbaton Mikol Melacha Sheba'olam. Not just Ochal Nefesh, not just Melechet Avodah, but Kol Melacha. You with me? It's an important point. You see it in the Pesukim. It's a great deal that the Ramban has. Ki Yazhir B'Shabbat Pamim Rabot. When Shabbos says, all Melachas Asur on Shabbos. Nothing to talk about. But on Yom Tov, it's only Melechet Avodah that's Asur. V'yirmoz Od Bikan. Another hint. Ki Gam Bivo'o Be'echad Min HaMoadim Lo Titcha La'asot Ba'Ochal Nefesh. You might say to yourself, wait, Yom Tov, Ochal Nefesh is Mutter. Shabbos, it's Asur. What happens when Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos? So Ramban says, here you... And we know it's also because we're Jews and we're from. But the Ramban says, here's how you know it. Because Shabbos, all Malacha is Asur, and the Diyuk is that Shabbos is doing here to tell you all Malacha, even if Shabbos is also Pesach.
So that's why Shabbos is first?
Huh?
So he's saying that.
I know first, but that's a hint at what it's doing here. Okay? Because again, the Ramban thinks Shabbos doesn't belong here, so he needs some kind of explanation for what Shabbos is doing here. Okay? Similarly, the Ramban has, we won't read it inside because we won't have time. The Ramban says, I can show you other places in the Torah. It's worth reading where there's an introduction. With respect to the Mishkan. And then Shabbos kind of gets in there. And then there's another introduction afterwards. And the Ramban says, because Shabbos doesn't belong, but it is there to teach you something. In our case, it's there to teach you that Ochel Nefesh is not going to be mutter even on Shabbos. Okay? That's the second point. So the Ramban has two suggestions. What's Shabbos doing here? Either Shabbos is here because it belongs. It's one of the Moadim. Right? Even though it comes out on a different day. Or Shabbos really doesn't belong. That's why there's another introduction to the Moadim after. But Shabbos is here to teach us certain things in contrast to the Moadim. Okay, now, last and in my opinion most interesting. What do the words Mikra E Kodesh mean? So somebody just take a shot at it in English.
Holy convocation.
Excellent. I looked it up. In fact, that's what Rabbi Art Scroll says. Right? Holy convocation. What in the world does that mean? I don't know. Nobody knows. The Ramban wants to know what the words Mikra E Kodesh mean. And the Ramban has a fascinating idea. V'ta'am Mikra E Kodesh. Sheyihiyu biyom hazeh kulam kiruim v'ne'esafim lekadesh oto. What does Mikra'e mean from the Shoresh? Huh? Kof Reishal, called. We are kiruim. The Ramban says, I don't know what convocation means, but Mikra'e kodesh means we are called for a purpose of kedusha. It's an amazing idea. Ki mitzvahi al Yisrael. Listen to this. This Ramban is used in many places. It's good to know it inside in its source. Ki mitzvahi al Yisrael, we have a mitzvah, lehikabeit beveita elokim biyom moed. We are supposed to gather in the house of God, in a shul presumably, maybe even the Beit HaMikdash originally, on that holy day. Again, moed is like a meeting place also, it's a time. Lekadesh hayom. We have an obligation. This isn't Bezdin. We've talked before about how Bezdin is Mikadosh Lechodesh, and therefore Yom Tov comes about because of that calendar. But here the Ramban says something different. We have an obligation to be Mikadesh the Yom. Mikra'e Kodesh means we are called upon to do something. What is it that we're called upon to do? So he says, to gather together, together, Bifarhesia, right? Bifarhesia means in public. So we're supposed to be mikabet beveit elokim biyom moed lekadesh hayom befarhesia in public. How? One, bitfilah. Two, vehalel. Three, vehalel lekel, halal to God. Biksut Nikia. How would you translate Biksut Nikia? Okay, nice clothing, fresh clothing, you know, freshly laundered. And here's the last and fourth one. V'la'asot oto yom mishteh. And to make it a feast, a day of feasting. So the first thing is, the Ramban takes seriously that Mikra'e Kodesh demands something of us. Now, I don't think he would say that it's not Pesach unless you go to shul and make it Pesach. But he thinks there is a requirement on the part of Bnei Yisrael to be Mikadesh the Yom in a way that there isn't with respect to Shabbos. Shabbos is a mitzvah d'oraisa of Kiddush, but it's going to be Shabbos anyway. Here, you get the sense that we're called upon to do something. And it's not just the broad idea that we're called upon to do something, but it's what those things are. One, it has to be done publicly, b'farhesia, b'tfilah, and halel. This is, if you ever see the idea that could it be that there's a special status to tefillah b'tzibur on Yom Tov, that idea comes from this Ramban. Is there some requirement to go to shul, you know, the first night of Pesach, where that might I require? Nobody would think, that going to shul every Friday night involves any mitzvah d'oraisa. It's a great thing to do. There are all these benefits to davening tefillah b'tzibur, of course. But nobody would think that it touches on a d'oraisa. Here the Ramban strongly hints at the possibility that going to shul the first night of a Yom Tov, b'farhesia, now, for tefillah, you know, is a kiyum of Mikra'e Kodesh. Now, normally we don't say halal at night, so maybe it applies to the day. I don't know. But the Ramban takes that seriously. But more fascinating is the other part of it. See, tefillah and halal, okay, that I do in the Beis HaMikdash, that I do in shul, that I understand. But what's the other part? Ksus nikia, there's some level of a doraisa of mikra kodesh with respect to the clothing I wear. And if that's not enough, la'asot oto yom mishteh, kimoshe ne'amar b'kabbalam, on the third line at the bottom, in the bottom paragraph, the pasuk from Nehemiah, l'chu ichlu mashmanim ushtu mamtakim, by the way, not just any food, fatty foods. It's like a cholesterol party, you know? And sweet drinks, you know, and sugar, okay? This is not the kind of... spicy. Right? Vishilchu manot, and you send food to other people. Eh, nachon lo, why? Ki kadosh hayom ladoneinu, it's a holy day. Va'al te'atzvu, and don't be said, ki chedvat Hashem hima uzchem. Because God's joy is our salvation. Where does this come from? What holiday was this? No? No? Back one more. Rosh Hashanah. Okay, Nehemiah, when the Jews gathered, Ezra and Nehemiah, they were all sad. They just got the Torah. They realized they were sinning everything. Okay? So the Ramban says it wasn't a one-time deal. Right? Shilchu manot ichlu mashmanim ushtu mamtakim. That's every Yom Tov. That's the cue of Mikra'i Kodesh. It's the unique expression to me. The Ramban is basically saying there's a spiritual side of Mikra'i Kodesh and there's a physical side of Mikra'i Kodesh, and both of them are together. And the idea that the Ramban thinks of your meal as being something done b'far hesya, I think strongly supports this idea that you're supposed to have guests on Yom Tov. Certainly the Rambam talks about the need to invite aniyim to your meal on Yom Tov. Otherwise, you know, what's the point of the meal? But here you see the Ramban expressing the requirement on our part of doing something to be Mekadesh the Yom, and those things are split between spiritual things, namely tefillah and halal, and physical things, namely ksus nikia, and, you know, mishteh. Let's finish up.
It's the same for Shabbos, too, because Shabbos is also Mikra'i Kodesh.
Huh?
Shabbos is also Mikra'i Kodesh.
Okay, but the Ramban doesn't take it as seriously with respect to Shabbos. This is following the Ramban's shita, that Shabbos is only here to be part of...
But we do all that, except for halal.
Huh?
We do all of that on Shabbos also.
We do it in a different way. We do it for covered Shabbos, it's true. You don't find, right, we wear Shabbos clothing as a form of covered Shabbos, but not as an expression of Mikra Kodesh. Here the Ramban seems to say that Mikra Kodesh is calling on us to do something different, and I find the things that he identifies to be fascinating.
That's where people get the idea that you should dress nicer on your
Shabbos. Yeah, and that halakha, I don't know if it's from this Ramban, but certainly that idea exists, and this could be the source for it. That it is the case that if you had something nice, or nicer, or nicest, let's say, that you would wait for Yom Tov. If you had a choice between wearing it on Shabbos and wearing it on Yom Tov, you would wait for Yom Tov because there is something unique about it. Okay? Let's just finish up. V'hinei Mikra Kodesh. The Ramban says, what does Mikra Kodesh mean? Milashon Kiruei Ha'eda. Those people who were summoned on behalf of the Eda. V'acharechein Yochlu Akiruim. It means literally that we are called upon to do something. That's what Mikra Kodesh means. And again, without reading the rest of it inside, the Ramban's point is Mikra Kodesh means we are called to sanctify the Yamim Tovim. What?
Talking about Lachem, right?
Right, but Lachem, Akosha Lachem, is we are called upon to do it via Bezdin and control of the calendar. Here the Ramban takes it a step further. You and I are not part of the Lachem. Bezdin acts as our representatives. But Bezdin can't have a festive meal on my behalf. Bezdin can't say hallel for you.
The whole thing about, I mean, maybe the whole distinction is, it's not saying that Shabbos is less holy than Yom Tov or Yom Tov.
No, God forbid. I'm not. In fact, we think the opposite.
It's just that the way that it's created is either innately there to be us, or the way we create it is by wearing those.
I believe it's an expression of that same idea, that Shabbos comes every seventh day, rain or shine, ready or not. And Yom Tov, of course, it's going to come on the day. But Yom Tov requires us to do something, you know, in order to do it. And, huh? Right, the same thing in davening, that Mekadesh HaShabbat is God is Mekadesh HaShabbos. Mekadesh Yisrael HaHazmanim, thank you very much, is, the Gemara says, Yisrael DeKitshinu L'Zmanim, that the Jews have to do it. You know, there's a whole philosophy that you could build on this. The Rav has a very beautiful idea expressed in many places about how, why don't we say L'Chadodi, it's a silly question, like on Yom Tov, but we do it on Shabbos. Because Shabbos, we host God in our house. But a Yom Tov, we're supposed to go Aliyah L'Rega. You know, Yom Tov requires something of us. We've lost that whole idea, right? If you had to go Aliyah L'Rega, you would realize there was something different about Yom Tov. You wouldn't be sitting at your own table. You wouldn't be having your own dishes. You know, you'd be in the plaza, or you'd be with your relatives, or, you know, I don't know. Huh? Yeah, I don't, you know, you'd be in the new Waldorf. They would have to fix the walls, My house. No. Well, no, I would love to have you, but the bottom line is it's expressed halachically, but in machshava it's a much bigger idea, and I strongly believe that the things that are most true in machshava are expressed in halacha, right? The idea is that Yom Tov is different. It's not a question of more or less holy. It's different. Yom Tov requires things of us that Shabbos doesn't. Shabbos requires things of us that Yom Tov doesn't. What Yom Tov requires for us, and here the Ramban gives halachic import to it, is certain actions that are ki'ilu mikadesh the day. Mikra Kodesh calls on us to do something to add sanctification to Yom Tov. And again, not for now, but something to think about is how fascinating it is that the Ramban breaks them between things that are purely spiritual and things that are purely physical, means both have an equal part in making Yom Tov a special day. It's enough for today. Thursday, God willing.
Shkach. There's a different schedule for Thursday, right?